Hello, hello.
Hi, it's Joan Gibbs.
Hey, Joan. Good evening, good
Hi,
evening.
Carl.
How are you?
Hi, Caroline. Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Caroline is dialing on now. She ran upstairs.
Okay.
So she'll dial on. I'm in
a quiet place, saw my father off, and I'm in a nice quiet place where I can sit and talk.
Oh, good, good, good. See, these transformation can happen anywhere. It can happen in a train station. It can happen on the street.
Well, you know what? And that's exactly right, because it's not about where you are or how perfect the environment is. It's like where your head is, right?
Exactly. It's where your head is, where your heart is.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. That's good. So let's just give Caroline a second. She's...
You know, and I was thinking about, like, I've had some, you know how sometimes, like, you're, whatever, in transit, and you sometimes have some of your most profound conversations then?
Yeah, absolutely.
How was your training?
Training was absolutely amazing. You know, it's like, part of it is like feeling like we're coming home, because there were over 200 people, 200 coaches. And, I mean, a lot of them were friends, and we just absolutely loved them. I mean, we walked in the first day, you know, it's in a big ballroom, and I hear this screaming, and I look across the room, and there's this, our friend Jamie from Seattle. She's, like, running across the room with her hands, like, waving above her head, like, running toward me, and she almost tackled me. So stuff like that, it's just, like, we have good friends now all over the world, actually. We have, you know, because there were coaches from, I don't know how many countries as well. Represented.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So, no, it's such a, you know, it's such a good group. You know, love abounds. It's just absolutely amazing.
Hi.
Hi, Caroline.
Caroline.
How are you?
How are you, Joan?
I'm doing great, thanks. You know what? I'm just tickled, really, that I'm sitting here in Greyhound, just saw my dad off, and, you know, and we're going to have a profound conversation. And
exactly.
I think it's
Exactly, exactly.
Amen.
So, you know, so I just want to just, you know, invite everybody to just take a deep breath with me and just put everything that we've just come from. Let's just shift the energy and bring our attention right here, right now, you know, because we can only breathe in this present moment. You can't breathe, you know, when you're dropping your dad off. You can't breathe there now. You can't breathe in the future. You can only breathe right here where we are. And so our goals, our dreams, you know, our inner life, it all deserves our full attention. So we're just going to tune everything else out. We're going to shut the ringers off, put our phones on do not disturb, and we're going to bring our focus right to here, right now, in this moment, to ourselves, to our dreams, to our visions. And we're going to pay attention to what's seeking to emerge and come from and through us. So putting our full attention right here, right now. And so, yeah, we had a wonderful trip, just got really filled up, you know, saw a lot of great people, ate some good food, and we're just, we're excited to be back and just to keep sharing and just keep growing on this journey together.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, Joan, what are some of the wins that you had these past couple weeks? What are some of the wins
well,
you had?
I think one of my wins is that I've stayed on track and, you know, and worked with the material and, like, really paying attention to what's going on. It's been a little bit challenging, but, you know, I keep reminding myself, well, that's just how it is. Like last night when my dad told me he was leaving at, you know, minutes till 8, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But then, you know, it was like, okay, this is going to happen. And so that's, you know, that's one, like just being very present with what needs to happen. Then another win is also just like being really focused on what do I need to do to make this business really, you know, happen for me, you know, taking the first steps and make it happen and stop thinking about it and just like make it really happen.
Exactly. And that's one of the key things that we pulled away, and we've heard it, you know, over and over and over again, but finally, you know, for me anyway, it just landed. Even just taking a baby step, you know, because sometimes, you know, like with me, I'm a bit of a visionary. So I see the whole picture and I'm like, I have no idea how we're going to get there. And then sometimes my mind starts to calculate and do all this and then I get overwhelmed. And then, you know, you start to shut down. And it's like, no, that's the old way of thinking. So what can I do with what I have from where I am right now? Even in the next 5 minutes, what can I do?
Right.
And allow spirit to come through, drop it into your heart, and you just do that one little thing. And then what is the next thing? What is the next thing? And you start to string them together, and then you create a momentum. And then the bigger things come in, and you drop them in. And so it's all about a vision-driven life. It's all about visioning. What's the vision for the next half hour? What's the vision for the next day? And so I'm really happy to hear you know, that's really landing for you to say, okay, you know, what do I need to do right now with where I am, with what I have, you know? It's like, can I buy the commercial building right now? Well, no, I can't buy the commercial building, but I can take this first step. I can take the first step.
Mm-hmm. And there are many first steps, like, you know what, I put, I have an Agic app on my phone. I put it on my phone maybe, I don't know, 9 months ago, 8 months ago, and I take the subway every morning into work, and I find myself, because I end up being one of these political junkies, and just like, you know how the messages come up on your phone from the news, various news sources? So that's what I end up reading. I have a good 20-minute ride, and that's what I ended up reading. And, you know, I said, you know what? I can, like, look at my Enagic app and work with the material, you know? And so for the past couple of days, I've been just, like, taking control of myself and, like, changing gear, you know, to do that. Like, what kernel of information can I pull out of there, you know? I mean, I don't, you know, the same way that I can, like, focus on each little nuance of political information that's coming out that's like, really?
Yeah.
How important is it right now?
I know, and it creates this trance, I think, you know.
Yes, it is a trance.
It just pulls
that's
you
right.
in. It sucks you in, you know. It's like eating, you know, it's Halloween, and you eat that one piece of candy, and then it leads to the next one, and then it's all of a sudden you're addicted to sugar, right? It just pulls you in.
Right.
I know some, especially some older folks, retired folks, you know, they'll sit at home, and the news is on all the time on television, and they become like these news junkies, and they're going from this, oh, this show's on, and then go to this channel, and then it's like, oh, my gosh. I walk in their house, and I'm like, my head starts to spin because I could feel the vibration. It's like, oh,
yeah,
you got to just
stop.
It's
very intense and heavy, exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's designed that way to pull us in, really just pull us in. And that's just pulling us away from who we are. You know, it's bringing us back to the flesh as opposed to the spirit.
Right, and it's also like, well, just what is so important? All of these little nuances over and over, it's like the same thing is being said by this person and that person. It's like the range of the news is like so limited compared to all the things which are affecting our lives, which are happening around, you know, around us.
Exactly. So that's good. That's good. So last week, I'm glad you listened to the recording. So we're continuing last week was really about the vision of abundance. And we looked at, you know, we began to build our awareness in abundance, and we're just building on what we've learned in Dream Builder. So first is, you know, writing a vision of abundance. So revisiting that. And it's when you get definite with the universe gets definite with you. It's being specific. It's what, it's the what, not the how. It's the what, and keep focusing on that. The second thing was defying the trance of scarcity, and this is, I think, what we're talking about, too, is with this news. You know, sometimes it's like, it's funny, because I know with the younger folks, you know, kids in high school, and even my daughter in college, and maybe not so much now, but there was always this trance of, or this fear of missing out, right? We're going to miss out on something. And so, you know, defying the trance of scarcity, because it's like, oh, missing out is scarcity, you know? And
right.
so through commitment and persistence, you know, just like you're starting a new habit. It takes 21 days to form a new habit. So you're saying, okay, well, it lasts 2 days. I'm going to go into the Enagic app, and I'm going to study. I'm going to use that time as a traveling classroom, and I'm going to up my game. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to be persistent with that. So that's how we defy that trance. So, you know, it's great. We talked about distinguishing truth from fact. We talked about that a lot in dream building. It's like, okay, we don't deny the facts, but we deny the power of the facts to determine our future. Because I know a lot of people, it's like, oh, the economy sucks, and this and that, you know, we're being taxed more, and this and that, and yet their business is flourishing. And they're making money hand over fist. They're helping people left and right. But so their local economy, their own personal economy, has nothing to do with what's out there. And I think that's the other part to really remember, is like we get sucked into these news stories, but okay, it's interesting. I see that. It's out there in the world. But how is it affecting my local economy? How is it affecting my local news here? You know, me. So we distinguish the truth from the fact. And we don't deny them, but we just deny that power.
I really liked that concept of my local economy. That really rang true.
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny because it always struck me, even when I was a kid, it's like, oh, the economy, people are, you know, they don't have enough money. But you go to a mall, and the malls are packed. You go to a restaurant, the restaurants are full. You look at, you know, you're driving in the car, you pass a car dealership, and there's people out there looking at brand new vehicles, you know? So it's a mindset, you know? It's what you're distinguishing truth from fact, basically. Which leads to the fourth thing we talked about, it was changing your perspective, you know? As you continue to focus on the larger truth of the universe, your perspective changes. It really does. It changes everything, you know? And it's just, you know, and there's a great exercise. I remember, I think I heard Bob Proctor talk about this, where he said, you know, change your perspective. Let's say you have a challenge and you're trying to figure it out. Well, write it out on a piece of paper. Write it out. Everything, what's the challenge, this and that. You know, possible, you know, what is it that you want out, the outcome of this and that? You don't know how it's going to happen. Put the piece of paper in the middle of a table. Have the tables clear. You put it on. You sit in a chair, and you meditate on it. Just meditate. Let spirit talk to you. If nothing's happening, you get up and move to another chair in the same table. Because now, and don't move the paper. It stays. Now you just change your perspective to that challenge. And now meditate from that point of view. So I thought that was pretty powerful. And it's interesting because when I was a kid, I remember this really distinctly. Sometimes, you know, I'm sleeping in bed and I wake up from a dream. It's the middle of the night. I wake up from a dream and maybe I didn't like this dream. I'm like, oh, I don't like this dream. So what I would do is like, okay, if I fell back to sleep in the same position, I would go back into the same dream. And so what I would do is I'd fluff the pillow, flip the pillow over, move to a different part of the bed, you know, roll over. It's like, okay, I'm in a different position. I'm not having the same dream because now I'm in a different place. So it's the same thing. It's change your perspective. And then the last thing was committing to abundance. You know, until one is committed, there's hesitancy. There's a chance to draw back. And sometimes, you know, people are afraid of success. It's like, oh, it's going to change some things. Yeah, it's going to change a lot of things for the better. But we have to say yes to abundance. Yes, I accept this. And that starts with everything around us. People offer us a compliment. Yes, thank you. You know, they offer us something with an open hand. Yes, thank you. So accepting, committing to the abundance that's coming in. So let's busy. You go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, you know, it's like it's incredible how comfortable you get with just what is. You know, even though you know you want more and even though you can see more, you can see differently, but just, you know, getting comfortable with it, it's really insidious. Really.
Yeah. And then getting comfortable, you're in your comfort zone. And if you're in your comfort zone, that pull of life is still in you. That pull for expansion or freer, fuller expression of yourself is always there. As long as you're breathing, it's always there. And so if you're in your comfort zone, there's an internal struggle always going on because there's this pull and there's the resistance to the pull. And then you're not going to be satisfied with that, you know? You're not going to be. So it's always there. That pull is always there. So so at the end of the recording from last week, we invited you to consider, like, to go back into that vision of abundance, that part of your mm-hmm. vision. It's like, how would you live? What would you do? What places would you go? How would you spend your time if money were not a consideration? You know, what are some of the things that came to mind for you?
Oh, I was thinking about a lot of the things which I remember speaking with you about a long time ago about, first I would like really redo my home because it's really more than time for that to happen. Actually, I'm interested in redoing it to just make it more convenient for my husband and I at this point in our lives. You know, we don't need to have all the stuff that we have. I'm really about paring down and just making it real, real simple, comfortable but simple. And, yes, that's like number one. And number two is like getting an additional place so that when family and friends come to visit, that I have a place for them to stay as well as a place to work out of as well, you know, to expand. And yesterday as I was out walking around, I was thinking about there's a new building right next door to us that's opened up that we went and we toured it when it first opened and they were beginning to sell the apartments. And it was like, I like this. I like the view. I like the openness. I like the, you know, there were so many things about it. It's like, yeah, I'd like to have a terrace in New York. That would be really nice. You know, to have, so you could be indoors and outdoors at the same time.
Wow.
Yes, so I was thinking along those lines as well as, you know, I really still want to develop in a business way, be involved with selling the magic machines. I've actually recently was told about, you know, a company that's looking to network with our design group. And they do, you know, they do those, what are they called, those machines that do seltzer kind of water.
Soda streams.
And other water. They said water filters, and so I need to find out the person's name, who's the company, find out their name, and really sit down and think, okay, how can I approach these people, maybe carrying our machine as well, because they're looking to look in the residential market. So, yeah, so I'm still very much thinking along those lines, and that's where I went to a place of, okay, what individual single step can I take? What's the first step? What's the step, you know?
Yes.
To make this happen. I've got people who I've got an easy connection to them, you know, and so it's like, okay, follow up on this.
Yeah,
I've been having different ideas of people coming, you know, hearing about this, hearing about that are, you know, real possibilities.
Absolutely, and hold the vision for, you know, some possibilities of how that partnership mm-hmm. can work. You know,
right.
Easy, open flow. You know, open communication. You know, collaboration. Yeah, that's great. That's really good. That's really good, and you stay in your integrity. You make sure you get into state. You feel that success. You put that success on. You get into that state of gratitude, and then you source it, just like you've been doing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, here's, you know, what can I do? What can I do here? What's the best way to approach this? So really cool. I love that. And it's also important is not to get locked into one outcome. Right, because there could be many different outcomes, many different ways, and our point of view is just it could be one or two or three ways. I mean, source is, you know, spirit is just infinite. There could be so many different ways that this can manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So just focus on the what. What does that look like? What does that look like? Oh, I love that.
What does that look like?
Yeah.
That's a good. That's a good language. What does that look like?
Yeah, what does that look like? And what does it feel like, you know? And what does it feel like to be that person in that partnership, you know? So put that on and hold that vibration and step into that. And just keep focused on that, and source it. What can I do this week? And when those ideas come, put it in your calendar, the buy-win date, you know, that action step. And it just creates that momentum, and it just starts to snowball, and it rolls, and it takes a life of its own. So I love that. Good job. So, you know, so this week we're going to focus on being a person of increase. Right, so if we're that person vibrating at that frequency, that person of increase, it's like we're radio towers, and we're putting out signals, and by law those signals come back. It's the same thing. So being that person of increase, and you know, so when Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly," he was a high practitioner of a way of being and thinking that opened an infinite channel of good that's available to every one of us, you know. And what we're working on this month then is a recognition of this as the ultimate truth. Abundance is spirit, and it demonstrates in the material realm. We see it around us. We have infinite access to spirit, but we have resistors inside of us. Once we begin to clear our thinking and open up, what is natural for us is to live in a free-flowing stream of abundance. And so we just keep stepping into it. We keep putting that on. And there's the Bible parable, the woman with the oil. You know, there was a widow with a lot of debt, you know, and the man she owed money to, you know, said that he was going to take her sons into slavery, you know, if she didn't pay up. Imagine that happening today, right? I mean, some parents would probably say, "Yeah, please take my kids," you know. But other people, it's like, no, you don't want to take, you know, she didn't want her sons being taken into slavery. So the only thing she had to sell was a little bit of oil. So the man told her to get all the containers she can find and pour the oil into those. And when she started to pour, remember what happened? The oil just kept coming, and there was enough to repay her debt. That she just kept filling containers, So what are the key principles here demonstrated in this parable? Well, abundance is ever-present, you know. And that's something that really, like, I've been really meditating on a lot. Even during the training, there was a moment that we were, you know, we were in groups and we were sharing and stuff. And it was like, wow, God is everywhere. We are in his presence all the time. We're in this infinite, you know, this realm of potentiality all the time. It's like the fish can't, if you ask a fish what is water, they're not going to know it, right? Because they're in water all the time. If it's like, you know, we're in this field all the time. This abundance is ever present. So the gathering of the containers was an act of faith. Gather the containers. Well, I don't have gather the containers. Forget the facts. Just gather the containers. It's an act of faith. And the containers, if you really look at it, the containers are receptacles. They're the receiving units that she was clearly sending a message to the universe of her availability to receive in expectation. And it's interesting because we just had a conversation earlier today with one of our clients. You know, and she's gone through Dream Builder, and you know, she's like, "I'm still struggling with this aspect of it." And Caroline was like, "Well, you have to expect the outcome. That's what the what is all about. That's what the vision is. Expect it.
Being in the expectation mode.
Make it welcome."
It's like shooting out that rocket of desire, right? And you shoot that rocket of desire up, okay, to God and to the universe. You know, that's your desire. That's your contrast of the, you know what you don't want, but you know what you do want. Okay, you need that contrast. But then you know that you've set it up and you shot it up. Now you need to be in expectation mode and receiving mode. It's like shifting over and getting into alignment. As sure as you know your name is Joan, as sure as you know that what shot up is coming to you. Right?
Yeah.
That just like totally, when I had that aha moment, it was like, wow. Okay, now I know. Once I set out that intention, okay, I know automatically that it's coming to me. But it's going to take a long time to come to me if there's resistance there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, then you get those shot in the dark. Okay, something, a blessing comes, and then it takes a long time before another blessing comes. And then, you know, that's why you got to set yourself up into that receiving mode and into expectation mode. And that's where you are in alignment. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, it absolutely makes sense. And I'm thinking back on the times when I've done that and I've kept myself there and all the things that have happened as a result of it as well.
Exactly. And so in those times that you feel wobbly, remember those moments. Mm-hmm. Step back into that and say, yeah, I know what that feels like. I know what that abundance feels like. You know, and just like I said before, we're like radio towers. So the same thing, according to your belief or expectation, you create a field of magnetism around you. Because, again, we're sending out these signals, but the law of attraction, it's like it goes out and it comes back. It magnets, like we're magnets. And so you attract or demonstrate that which is in harmony with the field of magnetism or that frequency that you're putting out. It's just like the remote control on the television. You know, to change the channel, you need to change the frequency. We're changing the frequency. Comedy, drama, you know, whatever, they're all there. All you need to do is tune to the one you want. Like, you know, in the cars, they used to have the tuning dials, right? You turn the knob and you literally change the frequency. It's the same thing. It's always there. I mean, even in today's world, if you're in your home, all the channels are streaming right now. Right, you got Discovery, you got CNN, you got Disney Channel, you got sports, they're all there, but only one is playing on your TV at one time because then you change the frequency and you tune into what you want. And that's exactly how this is. We tune to the frequency within yourself where abundance is ever present. And it takes practice. It takes practice because our training up to this point, you know, our life experience was pulling us out, pulling us back to the familiar, pulling us back to our paradigms and our habits. So it's like, no, I'm in abundance. Abundance is ever-present. I'm going to keep focusing. So, you know, that's the whole thing with the parable with the woman with the oil. It's just set the expectation. Make it welcome. And just keep setting it. So, you know, I think we touched on the story, Mary touched on the story of when she, you know, she really learned to tithe. I mean, she knew about tithing and stuff, but she and her family had left home. They had packed up their, you know, their four kids in a travel trailer, and they said, all right, we're going to go around the United States. We're going to go place to place. I'm going to start teaching these principles. They left home with $300 and a dream. That's all they had, and they had four kids and two adults. You know, and she'd been getting speaking jobs in churches, but at one point there were 40 days in between bookings, between their last speaking gig and the next one coming up. Now, if you remember in the Bible, 40 represents a time of trial, right? So Noah had 40 days in the flood, and Moses, they wandered in the desert in the wilderness for 40 days. Jesus was tempted for 40 days, you know, on the Mount of Temptation. So 40 is that trial period. So it's interesting that she experienced this. There were 40 days between her bookings. And her husband was washing windows, but he just wasn't getting enough work. And they got to the point where they got down to $3. Now, back then, you could still buy stuff for $3. But imagine supporting a family and six on that small amount. And that really looked bleak. And Mary really didn't want to call her mother and ask her to send more money for that week. She really wanted to test the laws that she was teaching, that she was really, you know, teaching people how to do. So one day during this time, she was taking a walk on the beach, and she was quite mad at God, as we've all experienced, right, for leaving her in this position, you know, questioning God. Why did you do this? Why am I like this, right? And she asked for a sign, and she kicked the sand in frustration, and there was a shiny penny. And she looked at it, and where it said, "In God we trust." And in that moment, she heard a small, still voice saying to her, "You tithe your time, you tithe your talent, but you don't tithe your money." So that really hit her. So she took 30 cents. She had $3. She took 10%. 30 cents of her $3, she went to the chapel that was at the campsite where they were staying, and she gave that money. And at that moment, she decided to live with God's help inside the law of life. Work with the law the way it's designed. It won't work our way. And that afternoon, when she did her shopping, she got home. That afternoon, her husband came home with an $80 window washing job. See, the abundance is just take the kink out of the hose. Take the kink out of the hose. So
yeah.
When you're in harmony with the abundance of the universe finds a way to demonstrate itself for you. Every time. Every time.
Like the idea that you were talking about, in the talk last week about, like, making that commitment started. Like, I had no idea how I was going to pay, for the program, but I just got started.
You just got started. And you know how many times people have told us that?
Rolling with it.
Yeah, just roll with it. I mean, it's the same thing. When we first, we went to a live event with Mary. Mm-hmm. We had been given tickets because we had bought another program and we had gotten a pair of tickets to go, and we went, and then she made the offer, said, would you love to have me as your mentor? And we were like, oh, and we jumped up, and then we're like, well, we really want to also enroll in the coaching program, and then the certification program. So, we didn't know what to do. So we ran to the back of the room, there was a break, went to the back of the room, and there was a lot of people milling around. And there was one of the helpers there, one of the staff, and we went up to her, and I don't even remember her face because it was so brief. We were like, we have some questions. We don't know what to do here, and there was a lot of noise. So I said, can we step over to these tables? There were some tables, just right behind where the audience was. I turn around to go to those tables, and Mary Marcy is standing right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, I almost ran her over. And she had, like, the tech guy was taking her headset mic off and stuff. And she looks up at me and she goes, oh, hello, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, we completely ignored this poor staff member because now, Mary Morris is standing there. And then we walked over to the little round table.
It's like a sign from God.
Sign from God, right? We said, we don't know what to do here. So we spoke to her and we said, listen, we really would love to have you as our mentor. But at the same token, because later that day there was a lunch they were giving, and they were going to do a little presentation on what the coaching certification was all about. I said, well, we really want to go to that and really explore that option. She said, you know what? She said, sign up for this, and if go to that luncheon. If that resonates with you, we'll just transfer the tuition over to that program. She said, go talk to Rich. Rich is one of her sons. She said, go talk to Rich. Tell him I told you that this is what we're going to do. So, and she was like, she's like, what would you love? I mean, she just like little mini vision right then and there.
Right.
So then we spoke to Rich. We explained it. He said, no problem. He said, go to the lunch and see. And, of course, we signed up for both. And we jumped off the cliff. We had no idea how this was all going to ever happen.
Just like you said, Joan, you don't know how you were going to pay for it. We had
no idea.
We were like, Lord, we're jumping into your arms. Because, you would fall off of your chair, okay, at the investment for two of us.
Two of us, because it wasn't just one. We doubled it.
Right.
Because it was two of us, because we said we wanted, and we even played with the options. It's like, okay, all right, you do the mentoring program, and I'll do the coaching. And I was like, no, we want to do this together,
Right.
And so we were like, nope, if we're going to do this, we're going to lock arms, we're going to do this together. And we jumped off, and we're like, we hope that either God's got a net down there, or we're going to sprout wings. We have no idea that's going to happen. And it's just been a journey.
Just like the containers, like the story of the containers. She got the containers, and the oil never ran out, and it filled up every last container. It's like that's why when we say God does the how, it's up to us to say yes. He shows up. It shows up. It always shows up. If you think about it, you've always met your bills, right?
Right.
We've always been – we've never starved. Okay, we've always gotten by, but the thing is, we need to tap into the abundance that we're supposed to be receiving, right? But that comes down to those paradigms. But the thing is, he takes care of us, just like that scripture of if he takes care of the sparrows, and I forget how that scripture goes.
The grass and the trees. Yeah.
But he shows up, and it always works out. It always works out. Now we just have to lean into that more. To know that we are supposed to be living in abundance, where it's not just getting by, where we can give and be and do and go wherever we would like, right?
Right.
So,
and for me, you know, the way I grew up, you know, with my dad as being a very authoritative figure, and so I had trust issues growing up. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, trust issues with my father, with my parents, with authority.
Right.
And so here now it's like, okay, now I have to trust God. I mean, that's the ultimate authority, right? And so
right.
What does the scripture say? Come with thanksgiving and supplication. You know, supplication and thanksgiving. So come with gratitude and come with that full trust, knowing that you're going to be taken care of. And that's, you know, for some of us, that's big. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just like, because I'm really good at math and I could do the calculations really fast in my head. And I'm like, okay, I'm pushing that aside too, because I'm going to look past what these facts or how I'm responding to the facts. And I'm going to
mm-hmm.
look at the truth of the matter. And
right.
We haven't
and
looked back. It's just absolutely amazing.
Was it what we would love to do? Absolutely. We knew in our spirits, like, this is where we need, God was calling us to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we our magic business is our heart, but we're just
mm-hmm.
enhancing it. You know what I mean? Health is
yeah.
great.
Mm-hmm.
You could give people water till the cows come home, okay? But
mm-hmm.
if they're
mm-hmm.
living in that lack mentality of health where they're sick and, you know, you could give them the water till the cows come home. Nothing is going
right.
to shift. I mean, yes, the water is powerful. The people see results, but they really have to get down to the root cause of it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And now,
mm-hmm.
now you're learning the tools to help them see that, to
That's
see
exactly
past
it.
That, the fact and how we're responding to it. I mean, we just had somebody, you know, tell us, actually a friend of ours, another coach, he was on the phone with a vendor, with a company, and he had to buy a new service for his home. And, you know, he was really nice, and they put the supervisor on. He's talking with the supervisor, and the supervisor is a young guy, and he said, oh, you know, we're going through a rough time. My wife has just, you know, been diagnosed with MS and this and that. And Michael just started going right into a strategy session with him and saying, listen,
mm-hmm.
this just because she got this diagnosis is not the end of the road. It's just a bump
right.
of the road. And how are we,
right.
how, and then so he said, listen, I'm going to set up a session for her, absolutely free. I'm going to help her vision out, get through this. And the guy was
mm-hmm.
like, he said he almost, you could hear he had tears in his eyes. You know,
yeah.
he had a quaver in his voice when he was done, because it's like, you know, the doctor comes and gives you this diagnosis,
yeah.
and it's like, oh,
yeah.
you know. But it's, you know what, there's another way to go through this. We're going to grow through this. So that's
What's
what
the
we're learning
lesson here. Yeah.
Yeah. And that we apply that to our magic business as well. You know, it's not about selling people. It's about growing them, growing that relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love that part. I love that part. And so, activating the law of circulation through tithing. Everything is about circulation. What we put out, we come back. It's like pumping our heart. The blood goes out, the blood comes back. There's always circulation. So if you want to live in the fresh, green-growing edges of your own spiritual growth, you make an agreement to live and play full out with Spirit. Spirit will play full out with you. So it's just like we talked about in the beginning. The work shows. The work shows. You know, this is your opportunity to play on a bigger field of abundance. You know, and have fun with this. You know, you have to be willing to create the condition in which that bigger field can presence itself. Make it welcome. And tithing, you know, tithing is one of the ways you do that. And, you know, I had, we spoke to another client earlier today, and she was like, you know what, I've been doing that. Like, I go to the supermarket, and you know, the young man was helping me out with my groceries. He didn't have to do that, but I tipped him. And sometimes in the past, maybe I didn't do that. But you know what, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to be that person of increase. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to tithe not just my energy and my time, my talents, but my money as well. And she just felt,
you know,
good, and I have a lot of clients that are leaning into that.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. I've always been, generous enough, but I've become even more focused on, you know, every single time that, you know, more focused on, you know, the importance of it.
Yeah.
More recently.
And it's amazing, because we do that. I mean, Caroline and I made an agreement. It's like, okay, we're forming this company. We're going to have this coaching company. Any money that comes in, 10% right off the top, first fruits, we're donating. We're tithing. It's going out. And we said we made that commitment, and we have a log. You know, when money comes in, we put it down, we put it down, we put it down. And we had, there was one young coach, she was Filipino, that we met this weekend. And over the past, I don't know what it was, the past 3 years, I think, almost 4 years that she's been a coach, a lot longer than we have, she's made almost $400,000, $370,000, and she said, I've tithed over $37,000 in that time. And it just, you could feel that come right off of her, like just what
right.
that meant to her. I mean, if you think about that, it's like, whoa, $37,000. Imagine the amount of good that did,
mm-hmm.
you know, that abundance for somebody else. I mean, it's just, it really, that, it came right into my soul when I heard that. I'm like, oh, wow, wow. And here's this young girl. She's a young girl, beautiful mm-hmm. girl. She's, you know, getting married and da, 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 da. And she's like, she almost came to tears. She said, you know, that was one of the most important things to her, is that she was able to donate over $37,000 over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just remarkable, remarkable. And so,
oh, yeah.
you know, that's the key, you know, the key here is that tithing puts you in harmony with the frequency of abundance. Tithing is a percentage of giving. Tithing, you know, tithe no matter what your income, you know. If you only get a dollar, it's 10 cents. You know, you get $100, it's $30. I mean, it's not, you know, or $100 is $10. I mean, it's not, you know, it seems like a lot, but it's a percentage. It's the same, whether it's $1 million or whether it's $1. You know, it's a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And you could start, you know, a lot of people start with the smaller percentage, but 10% is where the real flow happens. It's just, we don't know why, it's just biblical, right? If you're not at 10%, commit to give more progressively more and more. Because some people, you know, if you're struggling to put food on the table, that's one thing, you know. So, you know, there was what's that book? The Richest Man in Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever read that book?
No, I haven't.
That's an amazing, amazing book. And he talks about the principles of tithing and, you know, and how to take your income and split it up and, you know. But sticking to that, and over time, what the, you know, the abundance that flows back,
mm-hmm.
you know, tithing, it kickstarts the circulation of good, and
mm-hmm.
you know, when you get to 10%, it's as if you've got an updraft of a jet stream. You hit the center of the current, and it's just it's just amazing. You know, it sounds like, oh well, you know, 10%. Well, you know what? It's just you know, it's amazing. It's amazing what will happen. You know, give to an organization that feeds you spiritually and teaches others to
right.
be free. Give to whatever is spiritually feeding you. You know, liberating people's minds, teaching people how to think for themselves, teaching people how to live lives of freedom, authority, and difference-making. It's all part of being that person of increase, just spreading
mm-hmm.
that joy. And this is another story that Mary taught us, and it's interesting because we started doing that as well. You know, like a couple of months after the penny on the beach story where she found the penny, she, Mary and her family were at a church after a speaking engagement when the minister, whose name was Roy Fox, invited them to get pie and coffee after the service. So Mary's mind turned into a cash register at that moment, and she was arguing
mm-hmm.
with herself that they didn't have the money to eat out. But she said,
right.
All right, she agreed to go anyway, right? So while they were there, the minister said that every time I have a new waitress, I give her a clue of abundance. He said, I have a pile of letters I'd be happy to show you because those who are willing to practice what I'm about to tell you about will have an ever-increasing flow of good in their lives and more money than they ever knew what to do with. And so the waitress came over and they ordered, and the minister then said to her, she said, would you like to know how to more than double your tips? And of course, what is she going to say? Yeah, sure. So he said, here's what you need to do. You don't have to change at all. You don't need to change at all how you do your service, but every time you approach a table, whether it's to put water down, to take the order, deliver the food, to take the bill, return the change, every single time you approach the table, silently, from your heart, send out a blessing to every single person at the table. Send out a blessing in such a way that you really do bless them and wish them well. Send out a blessing to every person at the table. Just bless them. Now, the waitress was skeptical, but the minister told her to try it for 30 days. And if her tips didn't significantly, you know, didn't get significantly larger, he would send her a tip that would make it worthwhile. So inevitably, when she blessed the table she was serving, her service came from an authentic, loving place, and her tips increased. By giving more, she was able to receive more. And he had a stack of letters to prove it, of waiters and waitresses that have tried this for 30 days. So we can do that too. We can practice that too. So when you bless the people and the things around you, you change the frequency you're holding. And the people and things around you respond differently to you. And I've seen that over and over and over again with the, you know, with people that we teach these principles to. You know, take the good you have and bless it. And this is a practice of gratitude. You know, it's just like the practice of forgiveness is a practice of gratitude, and we need to practice it every day. The energy of gratitude is in alignment with the energy of abundance. It's the energy of God, really. It's just like being grateful, being in abundance all the time, all the time, you know. So it's powerful stuff. It's powerful stuff. And so when we go to restaurants now, you know, I bless the wait staff. I bless the people. I bless the cooks, you know. You bless them. You pour it. You just silently just give them a blessing, you know. It's even like the people. I have one client, an older gentleman out in Arizona, and I had taught him this a long time ago. It's like even the people that cut you off on the highway, bless them. Just bless them. Say, you know, I bless you, and I put a hedge of protection around you and the people around you and the people that you come in contact with. You know, instead of getting road rage, bless them. Bless them. Just put it, you know. So it's amazing how things
absolutely
will start to shift. Yeah.
Now,
so what are,
you
your,
what
are your thoughts on that?
Oh, no. I think that's absolutely powerful, and I appreciate your reminding me because the times I've practiced something like that, it is being just, you know, things just change, really. The whole energy around you just absolutely changes. So I'm going to make this part of what I do, and I'm just going to work on it, like really focus in on it for this week coming up. And,
yeah, I mean, even if it's like, let's say you have messengers coming into your office at work, or you have, you know, interact with, you know, people delivering mail or whatever. Just share with them these principles. Say, listen, you want ease and flow, bless them, bless them. You go to a restaurant, bless the waiter, you know. Teach them,
right.
Teach them these principles.
And share it, yes. Not
share
just,
it.
Not just do it, but share it. As, yeah,
and then the key is to follow up and say, you know, so make sure, you know, you do this for 30 days. Do it for 30 days and see what happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful because then you've got some proof there. Wow. These things are. This really works. It really works.
Yes. Oh no, that's just. Actually, I'm really excited at the idea of doing this.
Yeah. You know, and just bless them silently. Bless them silently. You know, you teach them.
Yeah.
So that's the work. So that's part of your life work this week, right? So be a tither, but also be that ripple. Be that person of abundance and teach people how to do this. It's simple. It doesn't cost them anything. It's just a silent blessing, silent blessing. So, be a tither.
And also receive in, you know, like being open,
yes.
And just letting it come and being okay with the fact that it's coming.
Exactly. And that's what it is, saying yes to abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes to abundance. Whatever form it takes, yes to abundance. You know, like even like, you know, Caroline's like, oh, I found a penny coming, you know, I just came back from the store. I found a penny. It's like we celebrate it. Even if it's,
yes.
I found a dime, you know.
Mm-hmm,
like the other day,
mm-hmm.
She actually found a check she forgot she had for $390. It was in the car. I guess she had meant
since
to
November.
Go to the bank. From November.
Well, I will tell you that things have been coming, you know, in little ways. And, like, for example, I mean, when did we finish paying this? We had a tax bill to pay, which we paid by November. And then out of the blue, I mean, we paid it right up to the penny that they said to pay. And I just received two checks saying, oh, you overpaid. I'm like,
wow.
Who would expect money back from the government like this? Just
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
And I had been saying, I started, because, you know, sometimes I forget, and I started saying again, money comes to me easily and freely from many streams, abundantly and above all I could ever ask, imagine, or dream. And I just, you know, go around and I say that throughout the day, and then, boom, there's a penny, there's a quarter, there's a nickel. I found $5 in my teens. And then today, finding a $390 check in my car from since November, and I just keep saying, wow, it just keeps flowing. It just keeps, money flows abundantly.
Yeah.
Just keep speaking it out and being that, being in receiving mode. And that's what I said to Carl. I'm in receiving mode. I'm in alignment. That's why it's coming. That's why it's coming. That's why it's flowing.
Yeah. And it's also important to realize it's like, it is a circulation. So it's just like with our breathing. We don't just exhale. We have to inhale. We have to receive. And so there's that cycle of life. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. It's the same thing. We pray, and so we're sending out, we're asking, we're sending out signals, and then we meditate. We listen for that still small voice. That's the receiving. That's when it comes back. And so we can't talk, and we can't speak and listen at the same time. So we speak, and then we're quiet, and then we receive. We listen. And so that's everything we look at, it's all circulation. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. And so we can't just be giving, giving, giving. Because I know a lot of people giving, giving, giving until they're so depleted that they haven't received, they haven't replenished. But you can't just exhale, 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 exhale. You have to inhale. You have to
Right,
inhale.
And then
that's
just
life.
Be able to just relax in what's coming.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I know so many people, especially moms, right? Especially moms with kids.
Yeah.
It's like they're giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. And now it comes time, they're older in life, and now it's time for them to receive, and it's hard for them to receive. It's like they've always been given, 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 given. You're always exhaling, exhaling, exhaling. It's like, okay, well, guess what? Now it's your time to receive. You should have been receiving all along, but now's your time to just inhale. Just receive. Let us take care of you. Let us help. So, you know, we all know people like that. And we could be people like that at some points in our lives.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We can be people like that. I certainly had over the past, year or two, I've been thinking about, okay, it's time to let go. Stop, you know, and just, tuning in to how much of my energy was going that way, you know, towards, how is everybody? How's my son? How are you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no, let go. They're okay.
Yeah. Let go and let it receive. Be in reception mode.
Yes, yeah. Let go and see what's trying to emerge, what wants to emerge, really.
Right.
And see that.
Life isn't unfolding. It's always unfolding. So let's just be in gratitude for what's unfolding next and be in expectation and be excited. What's unfolding next? You know, so part of that life work this week is to be a tither. So I invite you to consider three ways in which you tithe your resources, your time, your talent, and your treasure, which is your money. Spend some time in your workbook describing the ways you choose to tithe in each of these areas and see what happens. See what happens. And, you know, be a giver. Write down some ways in which you choose to give each day this week. And then we're going to, every week this month, we circulate, clear out, and create space. So what can you clear out in your environment, in your relationships, in your finances this week? Create that, clean out space. It's spring. Spring this week, right? We got spring coming. Spring cleaning.
Yeah, spring 2 days from now.
Exactly. So we started doing that. There were some boxes upstairs. There's a dresser up there that doesn't have, you know, it has room in it. And Caroline's like, well, I'd like to, you know, shift some of my clothes because now winter's ending, spring is coming, and she's like, I'd like to use it, but we had these extra boxes of stuff in front of it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to move those to the storage unit. I'm going to move those out. So I went up this morning. I went up, and I brought the boxes down. And it only took a few minutes, and she's like, what are you doing? I said, you asked me to move these boxes. I'm clearing them out. We're making space. We're circulating here, right? And so she's like, okay, you know. And it felt good. It felt good. And then we always have stuff piled around. So we have work to do. You know, clean out our refrigerators, clean off our desks.
And Mary teaches that as well, Joan, about clutter.
Clutter.
If there's an area in your house that you need to clear out, and even your wallet, like she does that teaching moment where Jacket had said to her, let me see your wallet, when she had requested to start working with him. And she was like, what do you want to look at my wallet? She knew right away, she could feel her face getting red. She knew her wallet was a mess. So he opened it, and he's like, well, I'll tell you right now. He said, clean this out. You're blocking the circulation.
You need to make space for abundance.
Yeah, you need to make space for abundance, right? It's a kink in the hose. And, you know, is there a space in your house that needs to be cleaned out, you know?
I started that process. I started it because, that's part of, like, moving forward and creating the space. Absolutely. Right. I've started that.
Yeah. I mean, we all have it. Yeah.
I know. It's like Carolyn goes, oh, can you get my pocketbook? I lift this thing up, and it's like it should have wheels on it. It's so heavy. I know there's stuff in there you can clear out.
Says that. I go, don't touch it. That's my stuff. I need everything in there.
It's like, you need all that every single day? Yeah.
No,
we all have places, you know.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Like the dresser. I tend to, like, at the end of the day, I just empty my pockets, you know, and it's just like it ends up piling on the dresser. Instead of, like, just throw the stuff out. You don't need those receipts. You don't need that. You don't need that garbage. It's just pile it. Ugh. It blocks the energy. So we're going to circulate, we're going to clear out, and we're going to create space. And then the other thing, too, is, again, we're going to take the action steps, just like you described at the beginning of the call. What can I do from where I am with what I have to move in the direction of my dream? Just a little step. What can I do? Okay, great. When can I do it? Put it in the calendar. I can do it in the next 5 minutes. Do it. I'm going to do it by Friday at 2 p.m. Put it in the calendar. It's going to be done, signed, sealed, and delivered by 2 p.m. on Friday. And so just start getting into the habit of taking those little baby steps. That was my biggest takeaway. That was my biggest win this week with the training. And I heard it 100 times, but something just really landed for me. It's like, you know what? You want to kick your paradigms to the curb? Just take those little baby steps. Just string them. It's like stringing popcorn. All of a sudden, you got this beautiful garland, you know. And then, who described it? Somebody said, oh, Jennifer Jimenez, who's Mary's daughter. She said she calls them God crumbs.
My life coach.
And then she's Caroline's life coach. Caroline works with her directly. She calls them life God crumbs.
Yeah.
Because you just take that one little, you take the step, you put the crumb. Put the crumb, and God gives you the next crumb, and you go to the next crumb, and you go to the next crumb, and it's just, you start stringing them together. I love that concept. It's a God crumb. Take the baby step.
Yeah.
All right, God, what's the next crumb? Look for the crumb. There it is. Go to the next crumb.
Right.
Go to the next crumb. Go to the edge of the light you see. So, amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. So, let me just look at the calendar next week. Same time, Tuesday.
Okay, so I should be working with week three material, right? With the
week three,
questions. Okay,
great. Yep. Okay. Week three. So you go through, listen to week three meditation, go through the workbook in week three, and then, you know, and then we do our session next week. That's for week four. So then you continue that for the
week four starts then. Okay.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good. So next Tuesday is the 26th.
Oh, no,
so
I'm excited. I'm focused. And I had to move out because they were closing up the little coffee shop that I was sitting in. But but the guy was really nice. He let me stay there as long as he could while he was cleaning up. So I'm very focused. I've been taking notes the whole time, and I'm really focused, and I'm really ready to start the action. So I'm good.
I just have to say, Joan,
I'm sorry?
So proud of you. I really am. I can really feel your vibration. I can see the growth. You're really leaning into this, and I am just so excited for you. I really am.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting to see.
I am too, and I'm looking forward to, like, sending you some text during the week with what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes, We love that. Yes.
We love that. Yeah, absolutely. We're here. And even if you sometimes you get like, you're like, oh, I don't know what to do here, text us anyway. You know, let us help
okay.
you. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? And that's, well, that's one of my challenges, saying, okay, I'm lost here right now, you know, and not saying it. So, yes, I will do that. That's going to be one of my steps that I'm going to take.
Oh, good.
If I need to say it, to say it.
Just say it. And just and that's part of my paradigm, too. It's like I don't ask for help, you know. I don't ask for help because, like, if I asked for help from my dad or growing up, there was always a cost, you know. There was always a price to pay. So it's like, oh, I'm not asking for help. I'm not going to ask for help. But, you know, that's the paradigm. It's like if we're in the frame, we can't see the frame, you know. And that was the other thing in the takeaway was, like, when you're in the paradigm, you don't see the paradigm because you're in it. You need to help somebody else to say, to look at it and go, okay. You're in the paradigm. We're going to help you move past this. We're going to help you pause. We're going to help you recode it in the moment. So if you're feeling that there's resistance, there was another line that just came to mind. What did Mary say? She said, stress is just resistance to what's happening. And so if something's happening, if you're not in ease and flow, there's resistance, and that's where stress comes in. So we just let it flow. It's like it's challenging.
Say that again, Tom.
Okay.
No, I was just saying I remember that phrase also. And
you could feel it, but that's what it is.
Yep.
It is.
It's resistance to what's happening. That's what stress is, just resistance to what's happening. Let it flow, let it flow. So, all right. Well, you better get home safe.
Okay.
And and keep leaning into it. You're doing a great job, and we love these calls with you.
Oh, well, thank you, really. This is exciting for me, and I can feel a shift in, and I feel like, you know, I'm really ready for it for action to happen with it.
Yeah, And don't forget, you know, even though, you know, we always look for things on the outside of us, you know, what we can see, the tangible results. But don't forget, you're growing roots right now. You're growing, you're putting your rhizome system in place. You're growing a root system, and that's below the surface. And so you're prepared. You're growing those root system for that flash growth. You know, it's like actors, like, oh, he was an overnight success. It's like, yeah, well, you didn't see the previous 10 years of them working as a waiter and you know, going from table to table. You know, going to audition and working on their craft. That's they're putting out they're growing their root system for that massive growth to happen. So we, you know, we always have to remember that too. So keep leaning in. Keep leaning.
Well, right. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and we'll talk to you next week, and have a good week, and we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, and you have a great week, and I thank you really so very, very much.
Oh, our pleasure.
Well, we're happy to help.
And I'm glad you had a great week as well.
Yeah.
And we need to spread this love around the world, really, and spread the feeling that, you know, things can be really good in everyone's life, really.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
so
there's
if you
too
do,
much
if
of
you
people
do,
feeling like their life is, you know, has to be small.
And if you run into people that you know, they're ready for that change. They're like, we just, you know, or they're running through going through something, just send them our way. We'll be happy to give them a strategy session and happy to start to blueprint their way through that, the vision their life, you know, because so many people are just lost, like you said. They don't have that, you know. They don't know where they're going. They're just floundering, and so we're here to help them.
Yeah.
Alrighty, get home safe.
You know anybody that you want to refer? We'd be happy to give. We give away 10 free coaching sessions a month. So.
Yeah.
Especially
here.
If it's somebody that you know and love, we'd be happy.
Yeah.
Happy to
thank you
to give that away. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm
all right, my dear. Make it a good week.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh girl.
Yeah, I'm feeling excited about the week, and I know it's going to be a good one.
Yes.
I'm feeling it's going to be a transformational week.
Yes.
Absolutely. Good.
Well,
yes,
we're here to, we want to hear the praise reports. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Get home safe.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, take care.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.